Now, if we can pop these lights off and start the PowerPoint. When I was a kid, we always used to go camping for our holidays. And then later on, when I was a little bit older, my mum and dad traded in the tent and we got a caravan instead. And it just seems that whenever we went camping, it would rain a lot. Things haven't changed much. And so we would play card games, sat in the caravan or in the tent. And one of our favourites was we'd lay the whole deck out on the table, and you had to turn them over one at a time and try and find pairs. Have you played this game? Where you try and find pairs? Well, that's what we're going to do this morning. We're going to try and find pairs. So I'm going to ask you in turn to each turn a card over, and we'll see what's under. See if we can find some pairs. So let's have a volunteer. Can somebody think of a number first? Which card do you want turned over first?
One.
Number one. Well, let's see if we can move number one. Okay, what's that? A Dalek. Okay, and so we need another number now. Okay, Isabel.
Six.
Number six. Do they look like a pair?
No.
No. Okay. Okay, can you cover them back over? Lovely. Okay, well, we try some more numbers. Yes. Number 11. Number 11? Ah. Now, who do we think he might be paired with? Any ideas? Pete.
Number six.
Do they make a pair?
Yeah.
Yes, they do. So we can delete those cards then. Okay, then. Let's try for another pair. Let's go nearer to the back. Right. Caitlin, pick a number.
Four.
Number four. Number four, what's that? Who can tell Caleb what that is?
Welcome.
It's Welsh rugby. Okay, and Andrew?
Number 10.
Number 10. No, who's that?
Darth Vader.
Do they make a pair?
No.
No? Well, let's put those cards back again. And do you want to try a number, Ethan? What number would you like?
Two.
Number two. So what have we got on number two? Can you see if you can see? Who's that on number two?
Tom.
Tom. Okay. Let's try over this side. Anybody want to pick a number to try and match with Tom? Yes. Number seven, Swansea Football Club. Does that sound like a pair? No, can we cover them back up? Let's try a few more. Richard?
12.
Number 12. Ah, now. Oh, right. Lots of hands going up now. Who do we think number 12 goes with? Number one. Let's try number one. Yes, well done. That's excellent. Right then, let's see if we can find some more pairs. Chris?
Number three.
Number three. Ah, now who's that? Me. Wait, pick a number. Oh, he's forgotten the number. He knows. Number 10. Number 10. Does that look like a pair? Yeah, excellent. Right, we're getting close now. Go on, pick a number.
Seven.
Number seven. And?
Number four.
No, 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 that's not a pair, is it? Let's try someone else. Patrick.
Number two.
And Gwyneth. Number six. Oh, we've had six. Okay, let's try someone who's awake. Number seven. No, six and they don't go together, so can we... So that's number two and seven. We can put those back.
Number nine.
Andrew.
Number nine.
Number nine.
Yay!
England rugby and all together. Number
four.
Number four. Oh, there we go. We've got a pair there. Okay, we're getting close now. We're getting close. Do you want to pick a number that's left? No.
Number eight.
Number eight. Yay. Ah, now who remembers? Anne. Number two. There we go. You see, Gwyneth, that's the way it works. You pick a card that hasn't been picked yet, and then we make a pair. Right. Okay, which only leaves us number five and... Number five? And? Number seven. Let's try five and seven. Which is Cardiff City and Swansea City. Okay. Now then, we said they make pairs... Why do they make pairs? Why do we think they make pairs? They're enemies. That's right. Doctor Who, His enemy is the Daleks. And I've got to say, of all the monsters, the Daleks I always thought were the scariest. I didn't like the Daleks very much. Tom and Jerry were always fighting. Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker, the Welsh rugby team and the English rugby team, the old enemy. Adolf Hitler and Winston Churchill, and then what was left? Cardiff City and Swansea City. I was hoping John Weaver was going to be here because he's the Cardiff City chaplain, but he's not here today. They are enemies. And that's what we're thinking about today, about our enemies. If I was to put a picture of you up there, instead of one of those pictures, if I was to take a photograph of one of you and put your photo in one of those cards, I just wonder whether there would be a photo of somebody you might think of as your enemy. I want you just to close your eyes for a minute, everybody, and think of somebody who's upset you. Come on, close your eyes, Catherine, I'm watching. Somebody who's upset you, somebody maybe you've had an argument with, maybe somebody in your family that you haven't spoken to for years and years because you had a fallout. Maybe somebody at school who said something nasty, or somebody who's bullied you. Just think, is there somebody that you might want to put on a card up there? Okay, you can open your eyes. Because Jesus gave us some very clear teaching about enemies. And I want to start by asking a question. Let's have the next slide. Are we able to go on? No, never mind. And the question is this: who is your enemy? But Jesus turned that question around a little bit when he was talking with his disciples, and he said, not who is your enemy, but who is your neighbor? Who should you consider as your friend? And he went on to tell a story, and I'm sure you all know the story. He tells the story about a man who was going down to the city of Jericho. And on the way down, he was attacked by robbers who got hold of him and beat him up and knocked him to the ground and stole all his stuff. And he was lying there on the side of the road in a very bad way, bleeding and cut and beat up, just like that. And while he was down, they gave him a good kick. There we go. And a little while later, a priest came along and saw this man lying on the side of the road. Now, this priest was from the same religion, from the same people as the man on the side of the road. And he walked along and he saw this man lying on the side of the road. And he looked across and he thought, I don't want to get involved in that. Oh, there must be bad people around. Maybe he deserved it. I don't want to get involved. And he crossed over to the other side of the road, and he passed on by. A little while later, another man was coming down the road. This man was called a Levite. That was somebody who worked in the temple, a religious man. And he came along, and he was from the same religion, and the same country, and the same people as the man who'd been hurt. And he looked across, and he saw him, and he thought, oh, he looks ugly. I don't think I want anything to do with that. And he crossed to the wrong side of the road and passed by as well. Two people who should have helped him, who was his neighbor, who didn't help him. Well, a little while later, a third man came along. And this man was what's called a Samaritan. He was an enemy of the man who was lying in the road. He wasn't from the same nation. He wasn't from the same people. He wasn't from the same country. And he looked across and he saw the man lying on the side of the road. And even though he was an enemy, he went and he helped him. And he got some bandages. And he wrapped up. It's a bit dirty, not too bad. There we go. And he wrapped up his wounds. And he picked him up and he put him on a donkey. And he took him to an inn. And he put him in there and he washed him and bathed his wounds and gave him fresh clothes and fed him and looked after him all night. And the next day he said to the innkeeper, he said, I've got to go, but will you keep on looking after this man? And if there's any cost, I'll pay it next time I come back. And Jesus said, who do you think was that man's enemy? And who was his neighbor? Of all the people who passed by that man, who was his neighbor? Who was his friend? Was it the person who was a priest who should have been doing the right thing, who was from his same tribe? Should it have been the Levites? Well, they didn't help him. They passed by. It was actually the man who was supposed to be his enemy who helped him. And Jesus says, now go and do the same. Love those around you, even if you think they're your enemies. Jay was referring in the story to Jesus talking in what's called the Sermon on the Mount. And he was saying, love your enemies and pray for those who are nasty to you. Pray for those who hurt you. Pray for those who persecute you. And what Jesus said all that time ago, 2,000 years ago and 2,000 miles away, is still true today. If we're followers of Jesus, we love those people who people might think should be our enemies. We're supposed to love those who are nasty to us. We're supposed to love those who try and hurt us. Jesus said, love your enemies and pray for them. I wonder if when you go into school, if somebody's nasty to you, whether your first reaction is to pray for them, because that's what Jesus said you should do. In our family, when someone upsets us, do we ignore them and not talk to them for years and years? Or do we pray for them and love them? Because Jesus said, love your enemies. Pray for those who do nasty things. You know, we've lit a candle today. We've lit two candles, and one of them's called the candle of peace. And the thing that always reminds me when we light the candle is that Jesus said to his disciples, you are the light of the world. You're supposed to be a light in the world when things are dark. You're supposed to be different. He went on to say also, you're salt to make things taste nice, and you're a city on a hill. But he said, you're the light of the world. When you go into school tomorrow, when you go home to your family today, when you go into your house tonight, and your neighbors are next door who maybe have upset you because they've let their garden grow into yours, or they've let their dog come into your garden, whatever it is, remember what Jesus said. Your light, you're supposed to be different. When people look at you, they're supposed to see Jesus. He said, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. When someone upsets you, don't get cross. Love them. When someone does something which isn't very nice, pray for them. When someone does something that naturally would make you want to push them away, then put your arms around them and love them. Why? Because we're followers of Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. There's only one way to go, and that's to follow Jesus and be a light in the world. Let's pray together. And I'm going to pray, and I'm going to invite the Holy Spirit to come, and then we're just going to be completely quiet for a moment. I'm going to ask you just to ask God to show you if there's somebody you need to pray for, somebody you maybe need to forgive, somebody maybe you need to go and ask forgiveness from. Maybe you've hurt them. But we're going to ask God to show us who it is that he particularly wants us to love today. So let's pray. Father, thank you for Jesus and for the way that he showed us to love those who hate us, and how we should be people of love and not of hate. I just want to pray that your Holy Spirit will come now and show us who we should be praying for. Would you come and speak to each one of us? Would you help us to love and forgive? And would you help us to be light in this dark world? I just want you to stay completely still for a moment and quiet, and just think who there is that you might need to pray for, because maybe they've hurt you or upset you. I want you to pray for them. Pray God's blessing on them. And then when you leave this place, go and do something about it. Lord, help us and give us boldness, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. May now the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and those you love this day and evermore. Amen. Let's say together the words of the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.